This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit note and a history and physical on Marcia Quintus. Last name Quintus. Marcia's Marcia. Date was June 22, 2022. Place was her private residence in Flushing, Michigan. New paragraph, chief complaint. I was asked to see Mrs. Quintus as a nursing home follow-up as she came from MediLodge about 2 weeks ago, but they also plan on placing her into a new nursing facility, and she's a hospice patient, period. She has significant dementia, but also has COPD. And hypothyroidism and major depression. Period. History. Mrs. Quintus has declined significantly, period. I'm told that she was in dialysis about a year ago for a urinary tract infection. She also had a COVID infection, period. She was treated and from there went to MediLodge in Frankenmuth, period. At one point, she had to go to Covenant Hospital in Frankenmuth for urinary tract infection and dehydration, period. She came back home to, and is staying, and her daughter's staying with her, and that's been about 2 weeks ago, period. She last had any meaningful words when she came home, period. Today she cannot tell me anything, period. She was a bit irritated that I was examining her, period. She denies any pain or dyspnea, period. She has a Foley catheter in place due to urinary retention, period. There's a slight bit of hematuria, period. Her daughter states when she came home there was a wound in her sacrococcygeal area, but that's gone now. And I looked at it and did not see any open areas, period. New paragraph. Her dementia is quite severe and she's really not oriented and couldn't give me any information in a meaningful way, period. She has a history of hypertension, but her blood pressure has been tending low, so her daughter is not giving her the metoprolol due to low blood pressure readings, period. She has had been offered an Epizil for quite a while in Frankenmuth, but now her daughter is giving it to her again, period. It's difficult to assess whether there's been any change since that, period. She has coronary artery disease, but there's no evidence of chest pain or any dyspnea. And she is on Plavix 75 milligrams daily and aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. She has hypothyroidism and at one point had a right thyroidectomy, period. She is on replacement, period. New paragraph, she has a diagnosis of COPD, but currently has no dyspnea, period. Her activity level is quite low, though, and she's not ambulating, period. Difficult to assess her depression because of her poverty of speech, but she has been on Lexapro for some time and remains on it, period. She has had in the past obstructive sleep apnea, but that doesn't seem to be a problem anymore. She doesn't seem to have the snoring or frequent awakenings, and she did lose quite a bit of weight in the past few years, period. At this point, she does not need CPAP, period. Comparing after review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chilled, eye, unable to ascertain vision. It's not clear whether it's vision declines. ENT, she seems hard of hearing. No sore throat is evident. No pulling at the ears, period. Respiratory, no signs of dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain was reported. I could not elicit any palpitation. GI, no vomiting, bleeding, or diarrhea. No evidence of pain. GU, slight hematuria. And there's a trace of redness in the urine, but it's mostly clear color, period. She's on fosfomycin for that urinary tract infection, period. Musculoskeletal, she has increased tone, period. She does have reasonable strength with her grip, period. She's not ambulatory, though, period. No joint inflammation or effusion. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. She's not had diabetes, but she does have hypothyroidism. Skin, no rash or itch. Very fast history. Central hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, cerebrovascular accident, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypercholesterolemia, thyroiditis, depressive disorder, and she said to have major depression in the past, vertigo, coronary atherosclerosis, embolism, dementia, sleep apnea, this paragraph, family history, her father's deceased, this cause is unknown. Her mother had renal failure, onset diabetes, mellitus. She has siblings with breast cancer, and the sibling with diverticulosis of the colon, and there's a sibling with dementia, period. Paragraph social history, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. And paragraph medication, omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily, smeclizine, 25 milligrams three times a day, Lipitor, 10 milligrams daily, Lexapro, 20 milligrams daily, levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, Etodolac, 400 milligrams nightly at bedtime, Donepezil, 10 milligrams at bedtime, Plavix, 75 milligrams daily, Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams daily, scheduled, and you can have it up to three times a day as needed, period. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. This paragraph, examination, she's not distressed, but she's very debilitated. Fear, poverty of speech, and didn't really verbalize to me anything. Blood pressure 98 over 62, pulse 88, despite rate 18. Ultra saturation 99%. Head and neck, pupils become reactive, light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraction movements are random, but they did seem to move. Oral mucosa is moist. Here's normal to inspection. Neck supple, no palpable mass, no palpable thyromegaly. Lungs, poor effort to breathe, but there's no wheeze or crackles of auscultation, no accessory muscles for breathing. Percussion is within normal limits. Cardiovascular, normal sinus 2, no gap, no murmur, no edema. Fetal pulses were palpable. Abdomen was soft and non-tender. No palpable organomegaly, period. TNS. No facial asymmetry. Sensation was intact. And good grip strength, period. She had movement of her legs, period. She didn't really respond to any formal command and actually was a bit resistant. But she resisted strongly when I attempted to flex and extend her arms, period. She didn't seem to have insight into what was going on. She's not oriented to time or place. Affect seemed difficult to assess, but she had poverty of speech and it's unclear if she's depressed, but she seemed to be a bit irritated when I saw her appear. She did not seem anxious. The paragraph, skin was in fact warm and dry, and there was no ulcer in the back. May have been slight scar tissue. There's no ominous rash elsewhere. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Covintas has very advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's. And for now, I'll continue the Donepezil 10 milligrams nightly, but if she's hospice for a period of time, I may consider holding it. The daughter seems to want it at this point, period. Two, she has cerebrovascular disease and coronary artery disease. I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily plus Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism. I will continue levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily. Four, she has hematuria, but she had a recent foley place, and I'm considering that might be traumatic, and there's no clear-cut evidence of a urinary tract infection, period. The daughter states that she saw pus a while ago, but I did not see any at this point, and I'll monitor, period. Five, she has vertigo at times, and she still has meclizine 25 milligrams three times a day, period. Six, she has depression, I will continue Lexapro 10 milligrams daily. Seven, she has hyperlipidemia, I will continue Lipitor 10 milligrams daily. Period. Eight, she has severe impairment in activities of daily living and is total care, period. ECF placement and hospice are very reasonable at this point in time, period. Her FAST would be 7B, it would be 7C, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.